You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. In this episode, I speak with Erin Stutland, entrepreneur and founder of Shrink Sessions. Erin mentors and coaches creative professionals, performing artists, and entrepreneurs. She gives them practical techniques and strategies that book them more jobs, attract more clients, and produce more confidence in their work, business, and life. Let's get into it with Erin Stutland. On today's podcast, I am interviewing Erin Stutland. I'm just going to get right into it. She's already on the call. Really excited to have you here, Erin. I purchase some of your products, and every time I do one of your workouts, like, it clears my head, and I actually try to integrate dance breaks for a lot of my entrepreneur clients just to get out of their head and back into their body and what they, you know, really resonate and feel good about. So I am kind of, to be honest, I'm a bit of a fan geek right now because it's so cool to finally talk to you and hear what you have to say about a lot of your work. So welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, you can find Erin, too, on shrinksession.com. That's one of the websites you can find her. I'll tell you more and how you can get actually some really cool freebies on her other website. But first, I want to talk to you, Erin, about, you know, how did you get started? What made you create a Shrink Session?
Yeah, well, I had a background. My background was in dance, and I danced from the time I was, you know, a little person, and danced all growing up, and studied dance in college, and danced professionally for a couple years after college. And I transitioned after dancing for a little bit in New York with a couple different companies. I transitioned into acting, really simply because I felt as an artist, as a creative person, I wanted to say more. I wanted to express more. I wanted to, you know, inhabit characters. And as a dancer, you know, you're really somebody else's, you know, machine in their whole, you know, in their program. And so, so I transitioned into acting and started doing film and television and theater here in New York, and started writing. And I wrote a one woman show that I performed. And all along the way through my journey of being an artist, you know, I was always really fascinated with self-development and spirituality, which I think really goes hand in hand with being an artist and with creating things and really tapping into your true voice and your true potential. And when I was in college, actually, I started myself working with mantras, because I went during college, well, when I went away to dance, I went through a really difficult time my freshman year of college. And my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It was my first year of college. It was a real dip of a time emotionally. And I think that was really the point of when I started to kind of really tap into my spirituality and started using mantras and affirmations as a way to kind of retrain my mind and to really lift me out of this dark place. And I used to use mantras. I would go into dance class, and while I was like at the bar doing pliés, I would like put mantras with it. And that's sort of how my fascination with spirituality and movement kind of began. And then I started about 5 or 6 years ago, I started teaching fitness here in New York on the side. It was one of my many side jobs as an artist, and studied with a wonderful mentor who was combining spirituality with movement as well. And that's really kind of the progression of how it came about until the Shrink Session was fully birthed.
I love it. Now, when you say fully birthed and you have this concept of doing, like, what were, like, take me through your process of even how did you even thought, like, hey, you know, this could be a business. I could actually be doing an online business. And you come from a fitness space. So that's always very curious to me. I mean, you don't necessarily see, you know, the fitness marketplace really utilize online in a very smart way. And one of the things about your brand and everything that you have to offer is just, it's so well done. I mean, I'm always in love with your landing page, especially the one on shrinksession.com. I think it's amazing. And it really gets you and sets the mood and the tempo and the beat of what and who you are. And it grabs you. So tell me, how did this evolution happen? How did you even think of it?
Yeah, thank you so much. That's so kind of you to say. You know, it really started as I said, it started sort of as a side thing that I was doing as an artist, and everything that I do online And this is actually really important and really valuable that I like to tell my coaching clients. Everything that I've created online was first done in person with real people in real time. You know, they were the first incarnation of Shrink Session were these workshops that I did here in New York City where, you know, I gathered a bunch of people, artists, entrepreneurs, and I would do the workout, and then I would do this really neat creative coaching around it. And that's really how it began. And I started that as a business because, you know, it was something, it was like kind of a fun way for me to make money while I was auditioning as an artist. And it was something that I was passionate about, something that I was good at, and something that people were benefiting from. And it was about maybe 2 years into running that live workshop that I had this sort of realization that I was like, oh my God, I'm running a business here, you know, because I was an artist, so I didn't know anything about running a business. And I had the realization, like, I'm running a business and I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I'm lucky. This has been great. I'm making money. You know, people are coming. But if I had this feeling like if I actually had some more marketable ideas and I knew a little bit more concrete things about running a business, then I could really turn this into something big. And so it was at that time that I randomly came across Marie Forleo, who you probably know. I came across her online. This was before. I don't know if do you know Marie? She's a wonderful coach, yeah, business coach,
definitely.
And she's got a great program, obviously now called B School. But this is before the days of B School; it didn't even exist. And she had this year-long program. It was called Virtual Mastery, and basically, what it was it was like 150 women from all over the world who had these businesses, and it was on this online forum. This was before Facebook groups were really big, and it was like, you know, she would give us this great content month after month. And it was like the biggest investment I had ever made in myself. It was $2,000. And I'm like, I have to learn about I'm running a business. I have to learn about it. And so I enrolled in her program. And the year after I did that program, I actually then joined her mastermind program, which was, you know, a very in-person intimate experience where I got to work with her one-on-one. And this is the time that she was starting to create B-School, actually. So, I mean, I will say that a lot of what I've learned in terms of growing an online business really came from Marie at first. She was really my first teacher. And, you know, I got to watch her do it. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, that a lot of fitness people aren't necessarily utilizing the online space like that. You know, I didn't even know. I never really even considered myself in the fitness space for a very long time because I felt very much that I was an artist and I was like in self-development, you know? And then I was learning these online skills from her. So it just like, it translated really nicely. And now I see, now that I know more people who are in the fitness space doing things, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so ahead of the game by kind of going through the back door with it.
You know, what I really like about, your product and thank you for sharing your process and how you did the evolution of what it is that you got out of that program. And I'm wondering, this is what's so cool about you going through all of that and making sure that you found mentorship and you actually, you know, went through stuff. I mean, any mentorship program, I know that Maurice is pretty rigorous. It really pushes you into a space where, you know, it's almost like it kind of challenges you in a way that maybe you don't expect, because it's also what I find in mentorship programs is they also are kind of like self-development programs too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you're being pushed to grow and try new things. I mean, that's the best thing you can do for your own self-development.
Yeah. And I think too, when you put up that money, it really gives you a space where you need to pay attention. Like you have no choice. Like, oh yeah, I just wrote the check. I better pay attention.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I say that, you know, that $2,000 program was one thing, but when I enrolled in the mastermind, that was a lot more money.
Yeah.
And I always say that the minute I wrote that check and said, I'm doing this, that was the minute that my business changed. Mm. Of course, I got a lot out of it, of course. But I think a big part of it was saying, I'm worth it. My dream is worth it. I'm not messing around anymore. I'm taking this very seriously. And that was truly the catalyst for a lot of change.
Oh, that's so good. So one of the other big questions I had for you is, and I'm just going to share a little bit of personal experience here. When
yeah.
I go through your program, or when I go ahead and do any of your workouts, I'm either in my head or there's something there that's stopping me to go forward and go to the next step. And the affirmations absolutely help. But I feel like you really are the go-to person for entrepreneurs, because when we reach that threshold, if there's something that's overwhelming for us or even feeling a bit fear and going to the next step, the cool thing about your workout is that it flushes it out. It gets you to the truth. And I'm just wondering, I don't even know if you know that that is happening.
I love hearing it. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and I think that's why it's so instrumental that my, you know, listeners are hearing you. But since you are an expert on that, because I consider you that you are an expert on just breaking through that barrier, are there any tips that you can share with entrepreneurs that just get you out of that space?
Yeah. I mean, I think that moving your body, I mean, obviously that's what I'm a huge proponent of. That's what I feel like is my mission in life, is to get people really connected to and moving their body. And that's why I said, you know, I never really considered myself necessarily in the fitness space, because I am not really interested in talking to people about, you know, directly talking about losing weight or calories or fat. You know, that's all going to happen if you're feeling good in your body. But what I really am passionate about is helping people find a way to move their body that's empowering, that feels good, that feels nurturing, that feels healing, that feels energizing, that feels inspiring. And I really think that that is the key. You know, I always say, when there's movement in your body, there's movement in your life. And you can't expect, when, you know, to get your greatest ideas by just sitting at your desk hour after hour, especially if your energy is being drained or if you're going through a hard time. And so, you know, my biggest tip to people is to get up and move around. And I also think, you know, what I'm also really passionate about is how to condition your mind. Because I do believe that what you focus on, you get, and it's very easy to get trapped in negativity. It happens to me still. And you absolutely have the ability to change that. To change the channel, to focus on something else. But sometimes it really takes moving the energy in your body in order to do that, because we get trapped in this like negative cycle. It's very hard to break unless you break your physical pattern as well. So those are the two things that I'm most passionate about, are getting up, moving your body, find a way to do it that's fun, that's invigorating, that's inspiring, and then also check in with your own mindset and where you're focusing your attention. What's the story you're telling yourself? How are you talking to yourself on a daily basis?
You know, I love all of that. And it kind of leads me to the next question. I know that you live in New York, and I'm just very curious to see, what does your day look like? What does your week look like? How do you set yourself up for success?
You know, the one thing that I would say is I definitely, my weeks to week are never the same. And I personally like it that way. That energizes me to know that there's a lot of variety. Within that variety, it's also important that I have some sort of a little bit of structure, some grounding structures. So, you know, one thing I do teach live classes still here in New York. Right now, I'm only teaching one a week as we're growing some other things in the business. But I do teach a live class here in New York, and that's a very anchoring thing that I do on Monday nights. It's also so important. You know, I know a lot of your listeners are in the online world. I just think it's so important to be with people, to be doing what you do in front of people and not just hiding behind your computer or behind an online thing. And so that's very much a part of my life here in New York, is teaching people and like moving with them physically in space. And I also make a lot of time for myself to move, to do my own workouts and to try other people's workouts. I try to do that, you know, at least 4 times a week and go and move my body or try something new. I like to do yoga or kickboxing or spinning. And again, I like a lot of variety personally. And I also, one thing that I incorporate into my life here in New York on a regular basis is regular journaling and writing. I like to do that almost every morning, and it just helps me set my day up for success. So no matter if the day has meetings or it's the day is filled with actual writing for content writing, that I kind of clear my head and clear the space. So those are a few things. And I've got a wonderful man in my life. And so, you know, it's also important that I make time for our relationship and for friendships and that kind of love in your life as well. That's an important part of my life in New York as well.
Now, I'm curious because it's so great to be in a relationship and to have that kind of support. This is kind of a silly question, but I've been recently banned with all any devices in the bedroom past 10 p.m. Did you ever have that conversation
Is that what you're doing now? Are you pulling that off?
No, not at all. Like, he'll grab the iPhone.
You know, it's so funny. We actually had that conversation, and I was like, we really should try that, you know, because we both admittedly, you know, I'm like embarrassed to admit it, but we both like, well, first of all, I use my phone as my alarm, right? So I'm like, well, why don't we just get an actual freaking alarm clock? But we both are sort of, I don't know, sometimes I'll read, you know, I love to read the New York Times on my phone. And so sometimes I'll read that in bed before I go to sleep. We've talked about it. I haven't figured out how to do it. I know there's some people out there who do it. I would love to talk to someone who pulls it off. And I'm like, well, what do you do? You know, I guess I would just read a book, you know? But we have not pulled that off, admittedly, I'm ashamed to say, but maybe something to strive for.
That's so funny. Cause I have yet to find an entrepreneur that can say, oh yeah, I totally do it. Like, I think it's just our mind is so busy and we're running that a list in our head constantly. I'm just dying to find that wonderful entrepreneur that says, oh yeah, I totally did it. This is how I did it. But I just love when you said, like, maybe I can like read a book.
I know. And we could just talk to each other, which, you know, we do, obviously. It's not like we're like on our phones to the last minute, but yeah, if you find that person, please let me know. You know, he's an entrepreneur as well. And so we both have, you know, we both always, I think there's always kind of last minute things to be getting done, but, I would love to hear from someone who makes that work. Yes.
That's awesome. So, you know, going back to setting up your day, you know, real quickly, and I'm always asking this because I always, this is my challenge, and I think a lot of other entrepreneur challenges when they go out and they have their day, and you have a very busy lifestyle, and I love that. There are days when I just leave the home office and actually venture out in the world and meet with clients and do other things. What are some of the things that you do to set yourself up in the nutrition area that really help you, like, oh, this is going to help me sustain my whole entire day? I'm going to feel great and energized. Do you even do that? Like, what are some of your tips? I know that living in New York is definitely different from, you know, living in Los Angeles, but still, I want to hear how you do that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in New York, it's easy, right? Because right outside your door, you can run, you can get anything from a salad to sushi to Italian. I mean, you can get whatever you want any time of the day. So it certainly makes it easy to be healthy. I mean, across the street, I have 3 places where I can get a green juice, like in a minute, you know, literally. So it certainly makes it easy. You know, one thing that I would totally recommend checking out, there's a woman who, she's a friend of mine and she's amazing. Her name is Heather Pierce, Giannone, and she has something called the Launch Diet. And you can, I don't have the URL, but let's find it. We can give it to the people. It's called the Launch Diet. Heather Pierce Giannone is her name. And she has this amazing program. She actually is a person who taught me. I was so afraid and intimidated by the kitchen. You know, I always eat healthy, but I wasn't a big person who cooked because I just thought, like, I just thought it was so much more complex than it actually is. And she taught me how to cook delicious meals quickly, simply, that taste outstanding. And she's got this awesome program where she gives you these awesome recipes that she kind of helps you set it up on Sunday. So you've got some things in the refrigerator to kind of last you through the week and then make little things. And so she's been a big help in me in my nutrition area and making sure that I've got some really healthy things on hand throughout the week. That's a big one. And one thing that I've been trying to do, I kind of go through phases because now I work out of an office, actually. I try to get to an office, so I get out of the home office a couple days a week. But one thing that I was doing a lot of during the winter, especially when it's cold out, is I'll take a break in the middle of the day, like 2 o'clock, and I'll go into the kitchen and cook. And that actually is one of my favorite things to do because it breaks up the day. It's something creative. It's very relaxing to go in and chop the vegetables, and I'll make something where I like can eat a little bit of it for lunch and then we can have it, the rest of it for dinner later. So that's another way that I keep myself sustained is that midday cooking, which sounds a little bit strange, but it's like such a nice, relaxing way to break up the day.
I love those tips. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of freebies we can find on Erin's Stutland.com? I'm totally curious. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I love these freebies. I'm not just saying that because I want you to come over. I'm saying that mostly because I get emails all the time about these, and people actually want me to make more of this one thing that I'm going to tell you about, and we are actually going to make more of them in April. So if you come to erinstutland.com, there's it'll say shrink your shrink your thighs, expand your mind. And it's a playlist. It's a 20-minute playlist with really fun music, like very sort of top 40-ish workout music that you like, that I recorded affirmations, mantras over. And it's awesome to put on your iPod, your iPhone for running or biking or walking or dancing around your home. And it's super inspiring. People love this. I mean, people who are not runners will put this on their iPod and they'll go for a walk and they'll be like, I spontaneously started running listening to this.
I love that.
Because, you know, it really helps, like, you know, we talked about in the beginning, it helps get you out of your head, out of the negative self-talk, and you're saying these things to yourself. And, you know, one thing that I'll just say really quickly, side note about running is easy. Like I know people don't like it. I know, I hate running. Physically running, unless you have some injuries, is actually not that different from walking. It's really, you can start running very, very slowly. The reason a lot of times people don't like to run is because all the mental noise that they have about it. It's hard, I'm not good at it, this is boring, whatever. So if you can eliminate some of that noise, that's why people kind of burst into a spontaneous jog. So that's an awesome playlist. Come on over to erinstutland.com. You can click on the freebie link and just download that, and you'll get that right away. And then if you come to shrinksession.com and you sign up there, we'll send you a free workout, a video workout that you can do with me at home from your computer. It's an awesome it's 5 minutes, which sounds like, well, what can happen in 5 minutes? I am going to show you how I will transform how you feel in 5 minutes, guaranteed.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. That is, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, I tweeted that video like mad.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was crazy how different I felt in 5 minutes. It was insane. It was totally insane. It's totally worth it. You guys got to check out erinstutland.com and shrinksession.com as well. You guys have to check it out. You're going to be in love with Erin as much as I am. Thank you so much, Erin. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. If you feel inspired, go right now to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up for the free newsletter. There I have tips for every entrepreneur at every stage of their business. I hope to connect and see you there soon. Bye for now.